FM CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Enlightened philosophers tell us that we are divine beings in human form. Let's get real here. How can we live a busy life with a job, kids, and a mortgage and still be spiritual? Join CJ Liu as she tackles real life issues through a spiritual lens and talks with experts in relationships, work, and more. You'll get practical life skills and learn how to touch, feel, and experience a whole new way of living. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on fireduppwithcj.com and call CJ now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
We're live from the headquarters of CBS Radio. This is Fired Up with CJ, now at fireduppwithcj.com. Welcome to July, everybody. This month, we're going to focus on how you can gain independence and freedom from common stressors in your life. And I want to welcome CJ Liu to New Sky Radio. Hi, CJ.
Hi, Cassandra. Hey, this segment is going to be very exciting because it is for type A control freaks who work too much, or just control freaks who don't work too much. I am a type A workaholic, and I am completely and intimately familiar with the idea of controlling and controlling everything, controlling my children, controlling myself, controlling life itself, controlling, well, it's an issue. But it's one that I think I've overcome through much awareness and attention. And I've learned how to let go. I've learned how to not control a situation. And it's really out of the help of Frogany, my spiritual coach, who is trained in NLP and hypnosis. And she reminds me of thy will versus divine will. And some people refer to it as surrendering into the universe and letting life do us. Mm-hmm. Seems like a strange idea at first. It kind of, what the hell does that mean? So today, Rocky Michael shares her advice on how we can view our day-to-day lives with practical spirituality. So welcome, Ragini.
Thank you, CJ. It's always nice to be here with you.
So what the hell does that mean? Thy will versus
divine will.
When you first told me that, I was like, what? My will versus divine will.
What does that mean?
Yes. What the heck does that mean? For most people out there are like, that sounds good. What is it? Or surrender to the universe and let life do you. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
It's a different perspective. Let's put it that way. It's a different way of looking at what you're doing in your life.
Yeah.
Everybody has a sense of who they are. Even if they have a sense that they don't know who they are, then that's who they are. I'm somebody who doesn't know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
But those things are guided. Our lives are primarily guided by trying to either find ourselves, you know, mm-hmm. and using our will to do it. And that's where control comes in. We use our will frequently to control life so that I can figure out who I am, right? So I'm going to control my work so I can be a certain kind of person. I want to control my husband or my children or my dog, mm-hmm. you know, because that will then reflect the kind of person that I am. Right? Mm. Now, that doesn't make sense at some level.
What you said, is it to figure out who you are or so that you can control who you are?
Well, it's interesting. You try to control everything because you want to be a certain way.
Okay, because you want to control your
environment,
who you are and,
yeah.
who, and what your life is all about.
Right, because that's how we define who we are. In other words, I am my friends, my work, what I do, everything in my world. That
right.
defines, that's my definition of who I am.
Right.
So I'm going to want people to be a certain way. I'm going to want to have certain things go a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they don't, if I'm not successful, if I'm a failure and not a success, I'm not going to feel good about who I think I am.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I am a failure. So I'm going to set out to control everybody in my work environment so that I come out on top as a success.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if somebody's in my work environment who is somehow stopping me from getting where I think I should be,
right.
then I'm going to work very hard to manipulate them, to change them so that I can be who I want to be.
Wait, well, what's wrong with being who you want to be?
Nothing. Except life doesn't necessarily happen the way you want it to happen.
So what way do you suffer if you don't, let's say that And I think that, by the way, don't you think like 95% of the people are in this scenario? They're trying to control.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so in what way do you think that they suffer as a result of doing this?
Well, I don't think I have to think about it because I'm in that category as well. I mean, I'm a human being.
How do we suffer?
I've suffered greatly behind control.
Yeah.
I've tried to control my relationships, mm-hmm. which means I wanted it to go the way I thought it should go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, honestly, that has nothing to do with the other person. And their needs. It has to do with my needs only.
Mm-hmm.
In my career, right? If I've tried to manipulate people, scenarios, situations, so that I get what I want,
mm-hmm.
so that I feel good about who I am. And if I don't get it that way, then I don't feel good about who I think I am, right?
So you hurt yourself by being greedy and selfish?
Yes, I think that's pretty reasonable. You know, greed and anger and manipulation, those kinds of things are not vibrationally very pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
They're not.
Right.
Okay? Compassion and generosity feel better
mm-hmm.
in the body.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm generous and compassionate, if that gets in the way of me getting what I want, I'm going to try and control you or me.
Right.
So that the situation looks like I'm being compassionate and generous when I may not be. And that's where we have the heavy manipulation that comes in.
Oh, I love that. There's so many people that have done that to me. Isn't that fascinating? Because in that particular scenario, and I think a lot, I mean, no offense, spiritual people, but I feel like a lot of spiritual people, they, again, if, what we're trying to control is to figure out who I am, and the image of who I am is to be compassionate and loving. Then even we manipulate other people into reflecting back that image.
That's right. So I might try and make you feel, I might try and control you by making you feel less than me so that you can say, oh my God, she's so compassionate. She's so much more advanced than I am. And then I can feel good.
Right.
Right. Now I am ignoring the fact that I've probably made you feel bad.
Right. You made me feel guilty about not being compassionate and loving.
So that's about like other people, but getting other people to, you know, control other people to get them to reflect back to me who I want to be.
Right.
So if I want you to see me as a nice person, then I'm going to do the things that you believe that you want done for, to think I'm a nice person.
Yeah.
You
Isn't
know,
that funny? Because I have a friend who says to me, oh, well, don't you feel like you're not being compassionate? And I was like, no, I feel like I'm being totally compassionate, and I don't appreciate you guilting me into feeling compassionate. And then she laughs. I'm like, because that was what you were trying to do, wasn't it? And she's like, I guess I was, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that we don't even, we're not even aware. Like, and this is a dear friend, and I don't think she was doing this in any harmful way. I mean, it was just, you
it's
know.
Just, it's the way we're trained, you know, because who we are in our culture is determined by external circumstances.
Yeah.
How people think of us, what we do in our career. You know, basically, whether we're wealthy, whether we're ugly or pretty or thin or fat, it all has to do with external circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only natural that we would attempt to control external circumstances so that we can come out the best we can possibly look.
Yeah.
You know, it's very reasonable.
Well, here's the thing. In terms of having worked on this idea of control, what I found is one of the benefits and how I suffered and didn't even realize how I was suffering mm-hmm. is when you let something else take over, and you're not in control all the time, that's where magic in life happens. And so from my perspective, having gone through this journey myself, that's how I think I suffered the most. The spontaneity and magic in life is gone.
It's
when
gone
you control
completely.
Everything.
It's gone.
Right? And then you don't even allow possibilities to occur.
Mm-hmm.
So if I didn't do that, if I didn't take control of a situation, you know, what would happen? And you presume that with your control, it will be better. But oftentimes, there's something even better than you could even imagine.
Most times.
I don't want to say most times because I'm a control freak and I know I'm recovering. But you know what I mean? I do. Actually, would I say most times? Actually, most times stuff. Because even if it's not the highest result of what I thought could have happened, it's a different result than what I expected. Mm-hmm. And that's, It's the joy and fun of seeing that like an experiment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's back to the idea that your life is a journey and it's your life.
Yeah.
And you can use your will in any way you want, because you ask about my will versus divine will.
Right.
You know, you have a free will. You can use it any way you want.
Right.
You can use it to control, or you can use it to let go and go with the flow of life. You know, that's a phrase that people use a lot. It's pretty much in our culture now, go with the flow. But very few people know what the flow of life actually is.
Well, no one even goes with the flow, frankly. How many people go with the flow? I've worked a whole year thinking about going with the flow, because it's in Chinese astrology, it's my water year.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to go with the flow.
It's very hard to go with the flow because your mind does not want you to go with the flow. It wants to stay in control.
Yeah.
And I say your mind because it is the mind. It's not you.
Right.
And most of us fully identify with our minds, thoughts, emotions, and actions as who we are.
Right.
Now, from a spiritual perspective, there's another dimension, which is the divine will that you mentioned, this polarity between my will or a divine will.
Right.
Right. So if you can remember that there's another aspect of you and go looking for it so you can connect with it and find it and say, oh, my God, this is real. This is really here. This is the magic. This is the mystery. And it lies outside of control. Then you have a higher desire and willingness to actually let go and surrender to the flow and let it take you wherever it wants to go.
Okay, so here's my fun experiment with the going with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
So I've shared this with Ragini before, because I think it's so delightful and funny. I have a way from getting to point A to point B. Like picking up my kids from school, I have one way of going, and according to MapQuest, it's the quickest way. And according to my logical analysis of it in terms of routes, lights, and everything, of which my mind has done the analysis of all these different things, mm-hmm. it is the fastest way. Proven.
Proven.
By my mind that this mm-hmm. is the fastest way from point A to point B. From my house to pick up the kids, it is the fastest way. And so I thought, you know what, I'm going to go with the flow today. I am going to ask the universe which direction to go. I'm literally going to use the universe to navigate me, like I'm floating down a river, and I'm going to get from one place to another. And I may be late or I may not be, but I don't know. I would just have to trust the universe in that if I go with the flow, I will get there maybe around the same time with less stress or faster.
Mm-hmm.
So I just sat there in my car, and I kind of intuitively thought, which direction does the universe want me to go? Now, this is kind of, now I wasn't crazy. Like if it said, yes, go start heading up to the mall. That's where the universe wants you to go. I knew I had to go, you know, let's say I needed to go in that particular case. It was south, southeast. I knew I had to go southeast. So I probably wouldn't have gone northwest in any particular pattern, but I knew I was going to navigate southeast. And so I had those limits. And I just literally went with the flow, literally tuned into what the universe wanted me to do and navigate that way to getting from point A to point B.
Good
and
test.
I told Ragini, and I did this several times because I wanted to test out if I were to follow the flow of the universe, because what that means intellectually is that means I know exactly the universe is actually a better navigator than me. There may be an accident on route A to route B that I would normally just go and like run into an accident, but if the universe is flowing with the universe, it's going to navigate me around those accidents. So I did this, and I was shocked to tell Ragini I was 5 minutes earlier, and I kept on shaving time off as I started kind of like just navigating and going with the flow. So that's one thing that you can experiment, and honest truly it worked. That's an example of going with the flow.
Another experiment that you can do, and that's a good one, by the way, and it's fun, too.
It is.
Another one is to take your lists that we were talking about in the previous show last week, and look at that, everything you have on your list, and instead of trying to articulate when you're going to do each thing on the list, you know how you plan your day? You control the whole day.
Right.
I'm 9 to 10.
What's logical to do?
What's logical, what's reasonable, what fits into my time frame?
Okay.
Instead of doing that, just say, I don't know how I'm going to
get all these things.
I have no idea. I'm just going to see what arises and see what comes up in my awareness when I look at the list.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's another way to experiment with what it means to just let go and mm-hmm. find out that you have something in you that is different than your intellectual, ego-based identity that has to do with getting things done and how people see you.
Yeah.
So it's just, there's another small way to just experiment and see, you know, what you're going to do. So my mind will go ahead and plan the whole day, and then I'll go, okay, let's see how the day unfolds.
Okay, so you do a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm.
You say, here's what my list is, and here's what I'm thinking I'm going to do, but let's let the universe drive with me.
Yeah.
And see where I go.
Right. So it doesn't mean that I stop thinking, but I might find that I have some new ideas about how to arrange the day.
Yeah. And, you know, here's another fun example. So I may have I'll do the same thing, mm-hmm. sort of, mm-hmm. is that I'll have kind of a roughed out schedule of what I'm going to do. And then I'll get a phone call and someone saying, let's go to lunch. And I'll say, oh, and here's my normal self would say, myself would say, well, no, you got to get this stuff done. And if you go to lunch, you're not going to have enough time to do all this other stuff because you have a full list. Right. And so I think, well, I can't go to lunch. And then I'm like, don't be ridiculous. You never see this person. You'll have fun. You always have fun when you have this person for lunch. Go to lunch. And I'll go to lunch. And you know what? I don't know how, and I have with no expectations aside from having fun and enjoying the company of a friend. Mm-hmm. And I'll go to lunch. And you know what? We'll end up talking about something that's related to what I need to do at work. And so, and it's not like I'm planning it mm-hmm. either. And it will actually further and deepen the kind of work that I'm doing mm-hmm. as a result of that interaction. Mm-hmm. So in some ways, I think, thank you, universe. Now, I would never have thought of having lunch and a way for me to write a better article or do a better radio program. But alas, you've done that for me. And now I can write the script way faster than I would have if I didn't meet my friend for lunch. Thanks for allowing me to do both.
So I think that the key thing here is being able to move beyond. Well, first of all, develop a belief, if you don't have one, that there is something more,
yeah,
which honestly, if you stop a moment and look around, just look at the moon hanging in the sky, you know there's got to be more than your mind that created this entire place and has it operating so smoothly,
yes,
right, in many ways. So develop a belief about it that you can let you go of control and relax into. And then if you follow that enough, you'll start having experiences that strengthen your motivation and reinforces it. And then it becomes something that you truly can trust more and more because you've tasted it,
yeah.
you touched it. It's illuminated your life in some way
yeah.
so that you expanded your little teaspoon of faith or trust that there's more into a tablespoon. And, you know, pretty soon you've got a quarter cup. You know, it's like, oh my gosh.
And we should all strive for a cup of sugar. All right, so Rogany Michaels, author of Unflappable Six Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, and Peaceful No Matter What, which you can find at our website, RAGINI Michaels.com. So next we're going to be talking about another stressor. And I think the key of doing what we were just saying is being able to let go of control. So hard to do, easy to say. We'll be right back.